Hi, I'm Pastor Sandy Shear. Thank you so much for joining us for the Guts Church podcast. This week, we have the privilege to hear from Pastor Bill. The message was produced with you in mind, and we would love to hear your story of how God is showing himself faithful in your life. Share your story by emailing story@gutschurch.com.
Are you guys loving God tonight? Anybody in here just loving God? Have you told him today? Have you told God how much you loved him today and just appreciated him? You know, I've already started putting together. I was backstage tonight just praying about all the services. We had kids and, of course, in here tonight. And then we got junior high and high school across the street. We got a college service at 8:30. And of course, this service, we like to call this the big service, but on Wednesday nights. But just a lot of traffic, a lot of people on the property and doing great things for God. And I was in the back praying, and I started just writing down scriptures just as I came across them, just healing scriptures, God's provision to heal, God's promise to heal, you know, because the end of January, we're having a healing service again. And it's like Easter in here. The expectation's so high, and man, we just believe in God for everybody. We'll pray for whomever and about whatever, and just trust in God. Any trust in God people in here tonight? Anybody like that? You know, because Jeremiah 1:12, God says, I'm alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. Man, think about that God's alert and active, and he's watching over his word to perform it. That's something that we can take to heart, that we can take as God's role, you know, because God's no respecter of persons, and God's a God of precedent. If God has blessed, healed, provided, delivered, saved anybody, then he's going to save you, because he's not respecting anybody over anybody else. And it's not a magic wand. It's not hoops you got to jump through. You just have to put yourself in a position to receive it, because Joshua 21:45 says that every single good promise the Lord has given Israel has come to pass. And Israel's just a precursor of the church, that every promise that God's given has come to pass. In John, the sixth chapter, if you brought your Bibles, you can turn to John 6. If you didn't, you can download one on your phone. It seems to be pretty easy. That's what everybody does. And or you can just look on the screens. We'll meet you wherever you're at, okay? Man, this is a church that we celebrate diversity, as you can tell. And come as you are, but hopefully you're not going to stay the way you are. Turn to somebody and say, you're fixing to change, dog. John 6, verse 18. Then the sea arose because a great wind was blowing. So when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near the boat, and they were afraid. But he said to them, it is I, don't be afraid. Then they willingly received him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. You know, if you look at this, it's such an amazing little glimpse of Jesus. And I believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. How many of you guys believe that? Man, he's not changing. You know, he's not going to be somebody or something that fits the circumstance or the situation that he might be in, like a lot of people do. He's not two-faced at all, and the way he is. I believe the way God does anything is the way God does everything. And that's why we can trust him. But if we look at this in verse 18, that the sea arose, the sea became violent because of the wind. Wind in the Bible, when in a story or in a parable, the meaning of that wind is a doctrine without origin. It's a teaching or it's a without basis is essentially what it is. But it just feels real. It feels like it dictates everything. But the sea arose and became violent. Okay, and that may be how your life is right now. That may be how the world seems to be to you right now. That the sea's violent. Why? Because the wind's blowing. Man, we can't get away from the news and the media, the 24/7 media cycles, the social media, just everything. I'm telling you what's amazing about this is at the point, I don't think you're going to miss the rapture of the church, because when the eastern sky cracks, someone's going to tweet about it. It's going to be an alert on your phone. And it's going to be like, oh, dear God, oh, yeah, wow. And I think that at some point, we've got to look at this, and we've just got to trust God where he is. But the wind arose and became violent, and the sea became violent. And then what happened? Jesus appeared. Man, it's just, and this is a game changer. That's where he promised he'd never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus showed up. And it freaked them out how he showed up. Now listen, walking on the water, so what was their reaction to him walking on that water is they were afraid. So here the sea became violent. Jesus appears, which we all wanted, but you know what? Not the way we expected. Not the way they expected. He's walking on the water, so they were afraid. And what did he do? Man, Jesus spoke to him, and that man, when that fear hit, he said, no, don't be afraid, it's me. It's Jesus. And essentially his word came forth. See, and that's what we've got to trust is God watches over his word to perform it. You might be going through something right now, today. You might be dealing with something where your sea's violent and the wind's blowing. It might be something medical, it might be something relational. I'm just telling you, it's something. You know, I mean, we try to be polite as preachers and say, you might be. I know everybody in here, how many of you guys are going through something? Can I see your hands? Yeah, we're all going through something. And you know what we've got to do? We've got to count on Jesus, the Word made flesh. We've got to count on God watching over his word, watching over Jesus in our lives to perform his promise. And that fear comes. You've got to immediately look to Jesus. You've got to immediately look to where your help comes from. Because fear's natural. It is. But you know what? You let fear take root in your heart. You let it become a spirit of fear. And you know what? You have no joy. And if you have no joy, you have no strength. You have no strength. I'm just telling you, it's the arm of the flesh, and you're going to wear out. You're going to burn out. Whatever descriptive term there is for that this month, man, it's not going to be worth it. You're going to be thinking, why is this worth it? Okay, because that's not the life that God gave us. You know, I was praying about this today earlier that, you know, we think about heaven and we think about the grand prize of heaven. You know, we all have people in our lives that pass away. And man, there's people that we know that knew the Lord in their life, and Jesus was Lord of their life, and they're in heaven, and that makes all this worth it. But you understand, I mean, I looked at it, I think about everything that God's done for me in my life up to this point. I'm 58, that without heaven, it's still worth it. That's how great this life is. That's how amazing our relationship with God on this earth is. But there is a heaven, and there is an eternal life, and there is that hope of glory that we all carry. So this fear, we can't let it rob the joy from our life here on this earth. See, that's what that wind is designed to do. Let me just tell you, the prince and the power of the air are even air waves, okay? What's unbelievable about how God, you know, the words that we speak, these words that I'm speaking now will never leave this atmosphere. They'll always remain in the atmosphere. That's why there's times I'll get up at services, man, let's just change the atmosphere. Man, let's shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Man, let's all just give God a hand. And you know what? It's not frivolous. It's not something sophomoric. It's something that, man, it's time to change the atmosphere in people's lives. I believe if we can help people change the atmosphere in their lives, we can help them change their life. And let me just tell you, I'll go as far as you want to go with what I believe about God's ability to save, heal, and deliver with any belief system on this planet. However entrenched in false doctrine or in a culture or a religion that people are, I believe the hand of God can reach them. I believe that Jesus can save them. But you know what? We can't let that fear dictate our lives. Jesus said, it's me. His word came forth. And what did the Bible say? The Bible then says that they were willing, they willingly received him. And see, that's the key for you. Does God heal? Yes. Is he able? Yes. Well, how do I, you receive it? You have to be, but that reception, you have to be willing. Man, you could, Jason could take a ball and flip it to me right here, and I could knock it down. I could walk away. I could not catch it. But you know what? The way God tosses it to us, it's impossible to drop it. Listen to me. It's impossible to drop it if you're willing to catch it. See, and I believe it's just we take on the attitude that, man, I want all of God that I can get. I want every bit of his promise. But you know, we have to be willing. And you know what happened? The Bible says then immediately they were where they were going. Wow. That's how great God is in our lives. Immediately they were where they were going. Man, you know what he did? Man, that fear was like this, boom, and they were by it. He just said, look, don't be afraid. And you know what? It wasn't a, hey, please you guys, let me talk you into this about your fear. No, you know what he said? Don't be afraid. It was a command that he gave them. See, that's how we have to look at God's promise. God's promise, we deal with them, that there's commands that are the previous step to us walking that promise is the command that God gives us. And I believe that fear is gonna, man, the bottom line is we can't get to a place of faith when we're gripped in fear. And see, the devil wants it to be a spirit of fear in our lives. Man, staying in the book of John, let's go to one more passage in John 14 and just the first half dozen verses, and then we'll move on in the service. But Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it weren't so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And then Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and we don't know the way. And Jesus made it real simple. Jesus said this, and let me tell you, it's the greatest news that those guys had ever heard. He said, we're not sure about this. You tell us some stories, we follow you around, we don't know where you're going. You know what's amazing is it's just like Elisha and Elijah. Elisha comes to Elijah and says, I want what you have. And he said, Is that it? Is that what you want? He said, no, I want twice what you have. He said, is that it? He said, yes. Okay. He said, okay, you'll get a double portion of this. But listen, you go where I go, you do what I do, you see what I see. When we get there, you'll have it. Oh my gosh, what kind of, you can't put that in your GPS. That doesn't sound like Siri to me. That's so vague. Like, what does that mean? Jesus said, that's all. And that's all Thomas is saying. Thomas is saying, Jesus, this is so vague. It's crazy. And then Jesus just stopped. He said, Thomas, listen, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one gets to the Father except through me. You go where I go. You do what I do. You see what I see. When we get there, you'll have it. See, that's what our life is. That's this life of faith. And this life of faith is the next step that I take, I'm trusting you, God. This step out of sickness, a step away from disease, a step away from the debt or the bankruptcy or the divorce or whatever it is. Let me just tell you, man, you might have suffered an abortion, but guess what? This step of faith gets you away from that. And the next step of faith gets you farther away. You may have been neglected or abused or whatever it is. And I'm just telling you, man, Jesus is saying, look, I'm the way. I'm the way into God's presence. I'm the way out of your trouble. And that's the promise that he gives. And let me just tell you, God watches over his word to perform it. Every single promise God's given. And the Bible even says every good promise. Every good promise God's given. This isn't a fairy tale. Man, you may look at it and say, well, I'm not sure that I believe that. You know what? I'm great with you not being sure. I'm not great with you checking though. Man, when you go into God's word, you finding God's word and finding God's promise and standing on that promise. One word from God can change your whole situation. Man, and that's the trust that we have. Jesus, God's word is always the way. God's word is always the way. Jesus is always the way. Man, if you've got a question, Jesus is the answer. And there's always hope. Man, I could tell you time after time after time where God proved to me that I was his sheep and I hear his voice. And another voice I don't follow. I'm telling you, hundreds. More than that, huh, Sandy? And think about the peril that's all around you. The arrows that are flying at you. Paul just said real simply, look, put on the whole armor of God. Trust God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Gird your loins with the truth. Your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, puts you on the offense in your life. See, I think that's a big problem. A big problem is most Christians are living real heel heavy. You can't win like this. Man, you look across the line of scrimmage and you see that your opposition on their heels. You know what you got to be thinking? We got them. We got them. Let's go. Take a shot right now. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and the shield. And Paul said this, listen, above all, taking the shield of faith, which is able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. And nothing will by any means harm you. Nothing will hurt you. No more flinching. No more dodging. No more hiding out. Worried about the devil? Worried about what kind of attack he can put on you? Let me just tell you, if you do anything for God at all, the devil's gonna mess with you. But you know what? You just look at it and think, I'm up for it. I can handle this. Because I'm not gonna cower. I'm not living my life on my heels. I'm gonna live by faith. I'm gonna trust God. Anybody with me on that? Let me see your hands if you're like, man, I'm gonna live by faith. I'm gonna trust God. I'm gonna put all my trust in God. I'm gonna trust what I see. I'm gonna trust how I feel. Man, our next president's not the hope of the world. We're the hope of the world. We're the church. The gates of Hades won't prevail against us. Yeah, you know what? I pray for our next president. But let me just tell you, man, the future of the world doesn't hinge on that. I'll say it again. I said it last Sunday. The future of the world hinges on next Sunday. Us being the church. Us bringing people in to come and see. And them leaving with the attitude, I'm going to go and tell. I've got to tell somebody. See, that's the kind of church experiences that I want people to have in here. I want people to have the kind of church experiences that I had when I was a brand new Christian. And I'd leave church and I'd think, I got to tell somebody. This is crazy. Why aren't we going to the hospitals and just emptying them out? There's healing in our hands. There's salvation on our lips. I got to tell somebody just what Jesus has done for me in my life. What has Jesus done for you? Sir, what has Jesus done for you? Man, think about it. You got to tell somebody. Man, we can't keep this hit. It's a person. I don't want to offend anybody. Let me just tell you, if I'm worried about offending you and letting you go to hell, what good is my salvation? What good is any ministry call that's on our lives? What good is the gifting that God put in us? Yeah, it may be bothersome for people. It bugged me for 5 years. I stiff-armed people. Guess what? People didn't give up. It was irritating. I had a hit call to my life. My dad wanted to pray for me. Like, you're out of your mind. But he did. And God did. And here I am today, 36 years later, saved, healed, delivered, living purposefully. I could just speak for me. But I'm pleading with you to speak for you. Go into all the world to preach the gospel to every creature. Let's win every nation. Not just onesies and twosies. Let's win nations.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information about this message and others, please visit gutschurch.com.